This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. Counter-protesters far outnumbered white nationalists who rallied across from the White House on Sunday. It was the first anniversary of a Unite the Right rally in Charlottesville, Virginia, where a self-confessed white supremacist is accused of running over and killing a 32-year-old counter-protester. Heather Redding was one of Sunday's counter-protesters.
It's going to show that we're not afraid to stand up to white supremacy. I think it's important to know that, or it's important to communicate that we can't ignore racism. Racism doesn't go away if we just turn the other cheek. I'm not advocating violence by any means, but it can't be ignored.
The organizer of Sunday's rally is Jason Kessler.
I'm not a white supremacist. I'm not a neo-Nazi. I'm a free speech absolutist. That's why my goal the last time I told the police, I told everybody, was I will allow anybody to come to my demonstration as long as they can be respectful of my speakers and not engage in violence.
President Trump issued a plea for unity on Twitter, saying he condemns all types of racism and acts of violence. A retired Chinese professor who was taken away by authorities during a live television interview with VOA has been allowed to return home under strict security. The 84-year-old Sun Wenguang was detained on August 1st after being critical of the Chinese leadership on human rights issues. Chinese authorities so far have refused to comment on the matter. Sporadic clashes continue for the control of Afghanistan's southeastern city of Ghazni amid conflicting claims about whether the government or the Taliban insurgency are in control. President Ashraf Ghani chaired an emergency meeting of top security and intelligence officials to take stock of the situation in Ghazni. This is VOA News. Asia's share markets skidded and the euro hit one-year lows today as a renewed rout in the Turkish lira drove demand for safe harbors, including the U.S. dollar, the Swiss franc, and the yen. Reuters' Ed Giles has our report.
It's been a rough few days in the world's emerging markets, led by a currency crisis in Turkey. Asian shares skidded on Monday, and the euro hit one-year lows after the Turkish lira plunged even deeper over the weekend. Investors globally headed for safe harbors, including the US dollar, as the sell-off in Turkey spread to emerging markets abroad, including South Africa's rand. At one point, the lira hit an all-time low of more than 7.2 against the dollar. Turkey moved to put investors at ease this weekend after the country's finance minister said an economic action plan would be put into place on Monday. A dispute between Turkey and the US has weighed on the lira. The two NATO allies have been at odds over Syria and Turkey's ambition to buy Russian defense systems. But anger has flared up recently over evangelical pastor Andrew Brunson. He's on trial in Turkey for allegedly belonging to a terrorist group.
That is Reuters' Ed Giles reporting. Voters in Mali went to the polls Sunday for a runoff presidential election to determine if incumbent Ibrahim Boubacar Keita will be remaining in office. He faced off against opposition leader Soumaya Cisse. The poll had low turnout by closing and amid attacks and threats of violence by Islamic extremists. U.S. Republican Party strategist Steve Bannon has weighed in on British politics by defending former Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson and his comments about Muslim face veils. AP's Karen Chamas reports.
President Trump's former aide said Johnson said nothing wrong when comparing women in burqas to letterboxes and bank robbers. Bannon said apologizing would be bowing at the altar of political correctness. Johnson made the comments in a newspaper column that argued against banning full face veils, as Denmark has done. Boris Johnson's representatives have said he won't apologise despite requests for an apology by Britain's Prime Minister Theresa May and Muslim groups. Karen Chamas, London.
Senior officials from the rival Koreas met today to set a date and venue for a third summit between South Korean President Moon Jae-in and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, part of an effort to breathe new life into the resolving of the nuclear standoff between Washington and Pyongyang. And as China's leaders gather for their annual Yellow Sea retreat, the country's political situation looking tense. Chinese president and ruling Communist Party leader Xi Jinping is beset by economic, foreign policy, and domestic political challenges just months after clearing his way to rule for as long as he wants. You can get more news at our website. Look for us at voanews.com and on the VOA mobile app. I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.